This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The pandemic made the last few months of school very weird this year. Canceled events and distance learning meant every student in the Austin Independent School District missed out on the normal school experience. But two elementary schools also missed out on a chance to say goodbye. The district made plans last fall to close Brook and Pease Elementaries at the end of this school year, and this week, KUT's Claire McInerney visited each school's socially distanced goodbye party.
Ever since the pandemic forced businesses to close or people to work from home, downtown Austin has been eerily silent. But yesterday, the block at Rio Grande and 11th Street was jubilant. Bubble machines perched on the stone walls outside of Pease Elementary School flooded the sidewalk with soapy rainbows. A giant speaker blasted music. Teachers and staff from Pease were lined up on the sidewalk waving streamers and signs. It was a party for the students inside a line of cars that was slowly snaking its way around the school. Most of the cars had balloons or signs taped to the side. Messages like, "We love Pease" and "Bobcats Forever" written in kids' handwriting. The school has been around for more than 100 years, but this week it closed forever. In November, the Austin ISD School Board voted to close four schools, including Pease, as a way to save money. After that vote, Pease Principal Stacy Foss planned a few events to celebrate the school's last semester.
Yeah, so we had some things like the art night that was planned, the May Fay that was planned, and just in general, just trying to, you know, spend our last couple months together and celebrating the relationships and that we've made here in our community.
But like so many other things, COVID-19 changed that plan. So instead, she planned this socially distanced parade. Soon-to-be third grader Anaya stood on the center console of her mom's car so she could poke out of the sunroof and wave at her teachers. When I asked her what the hardest thing about the school closing was, she shouted, leaving her friends.
I have a bestie, Lila. No, she's going to Matthews and I'm going to Bryker.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
Kind of upset, but like, I have her phone number on my phone. Perfect. So I can call her and we can have play dates.
Anaya wasn't the only one in her car saying goodbye to the school. Her 16-year-old brother Jeremiah, who's in the front seat, said he made great memories attending school there. Their mom, Anya Wiley, leans over from the driver's seat to say she's also saying goodbye.
It's very hard. It's emotional. I'm sentimental. Hadn't cried yet because I don't think it's sunk in yet, but it's really difficult. Yeah, hard to understand.
You cried three times?
2 miles away at Brook Elementary in East Austin, there's a quieter celebration. Brook is also closing. Rather than a parade, they've invited families to stop by the front of the school anytime to say goodbye to staff and pick up a t-shirt with the school's mascot on it that says, "Once a lion, always a lion." Laminated photos of students, teachers, and parents at events throughout the school year are attached to the fence. Plush lions are posed in front of the door, along with blue and gold balloons. Gloria Vera Bedoya is the parent support specialist here. She says this subdued goodbye party is drastically different from the huge carnival they were planning.
We had a DJ that was going to come out here. I had spoken with Eastside Memorial. Their band was going to come out and perform. Martin was going to come out and perform. We had food booths. We had games set up for the kids.
Even if they had been able to have their huge send-off party, Bedoya says this closure is still really hard to accept.
It's breaking my heart, honestly. And I was only here 1 year. This is their second home. And for some kids, it's their safe haven.
Students who attended Brook can go to either Go Valley or Linder, depending on where they live. Bedoya is going to work at Go Valley, but she's not sure how many Brook kids will attend. She's heard many families are leaving AISD because they're upset about the closure. This scattering of the students and staff makes today hard for Principal Griselda Galindo Vargas. She took a job as a principal in her hometown of Decatur, just outside Fort Worth.
I still wish that they had given us a true answer why we closed, and we still are very, don't have that yet. You know, never has never really been stated, and we worked so hard the last 3 years, and now I have commercial developers calling me about what's happening and how they can contact district.
We got customers.
A truck pulls up with a first grade student sitting in the back. Bedoya and other staff members give her a t-shirt and take a photo of her in front of the school building. They ask the adult in the driver's seat where she's going to school next year. He says she's moving to Idaho and will find an elementary school there. Claire McInerney, KUT News.